So this part of the CD, we're going to do a sitting meditation. There are different postures that you can do this in. You can either do it kneeling in the posture called Seiza, maybe with a stool or a cushion on its side. Or you can sit down in the posture called Burmese with one foot in front of the other and the knees on the floor, and prop up the knees with a cushion as you need. Or you can sit on a chair. Again, as with all these things, we're not trying to get anywhere. Just about exploring how it is in the moment. But we'll do it in different ways as we go through this sitting meditation sequence. So we need to know what to do with our hands and our eyes. And there are two choices in each. With the hands, we can either rest them on our thighs, or we can put them together in what's known as Heaven and Earth Mudra. In Heaven and Earth Mudra, you put the right hand, rest the right hand around about the lower belly, and the left hand comes on top, and the thumbs are just touching, but are kind of horizontal. You may want, if you're sitting in Burmese posture or something like that, you may want to put a rolled up sweater kind of on your lap to hoist the hands up to the right place. The eyes can either be completely closed or they can be just half open so that you're aware of what's in front of you but you're not really focusing on anything in particular. And what I recommend is this. If you're the sort of person who's more distracted by what's going on outside, then close your eyes. However, if you're the sort of person who has a very lively internal mental life, it may be more useful to have your eyes half open so that it keeps you in the room. So dropping into your body. And becoming aware of the fact that you're breathing. And we can start by just noticing the breathing coming and going in the nose. Just becoming aware of the purely physical sensations that happen in the nose as we breathe. You might notice that the air is a little bit warmer on the out-breath than it was going in. you may notice that your mind wanders off from time to time. That's absolutely fine. Minds do that. Just gently, when you notice it, escort your attention back to the breath. And don't give yourself a hard time. Another way we can focus on the breath is called following the breath. And in following the breath, we breathe in through the nose as before, but we track it down to wherever it goes down to, maybe as far as the lower belly. And then follow it back up and out again. We're not trying to control the breath. We let it go in its own time and rhythm. Breathing in, down. And breathing out, coming back up. Again, after a little while, you may find that your mind wanders off. Sometimes it's useful to notice what took it away. Was it a thought? Or a feeling? An emotion? Or a sound? Or a body sensation? Sometimes it can be helpful just to hang that on a hook. Okay, that was a body sensation. And then just gently bringing your attention back to following the breath. If you find yourself thinking a lot, just saying, thinking. And bringing the attention back. The third way of working with the breath is letting our attention sink right down into the lower belly and noticing the movement that's happening there without us doing anything on purpose. Probably it's expanding a little bit as we breathe in and contracting a little bit as we breathe out. But however it is for you. Anyway, there's a sort of gentle pulsation going on in the lower belly. And that gentle pulsation seems to be common to all living creatures in one form or another. So as we breathe and pulse, we're kind of connecting. But just bringing your attention to that movement, that gentle expansion and contraction in the lower belly. What we can do now, if you like, is expand our attention and expand our breath to the whole body. So when we breathe in, the whole body seems to expand and contract a little bit as we breathe out. Still, maybe the center of our awareness is in the lower belly, but it expands to include the whole body. The whole body now pulsating with the breath. In Zen, there's a saying, the true human body is this whole universe. And now we're going to expand our awareness a little more beyond the confines of what Zen people sometimes call this skin bag. And bring our attention instead to the world of sound. Just noticing any sounds that come along. Sounds from inside the body, sounds from outside the body, but inside the room you're in, and sounds from beyond the room. Not judging, not grasping after one sound and pushing away another, but just listening to them all as though they were a concert specially arranged for you. Up to now, we've mostly tended to look on thinking as some kind of distraction from whatever we were focusing on. But now, let's accept thoughts. Let's watch the thoughts themselves. See them arising and going away if we can, but not trying to make them go away. Just letting them be there as long as they want to be there. But watching them. And now, expanding our awareness still further. So we're no longer choosing to focus on any one thing at all. having a kind of completely open, choiceless concentration. We may notice different things, sounds, thoughts, body sensations, the breath. Just being open to whatever it is. If you get lost, just bring your attention back to the breath or to hearing. And then open it out again.